I'm Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day. Today we're reading from the book of Philippians. Now we're in chapter 4, verse 1. And it says this in the New Living Translation, "Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stay true to the Lord. I love you and long to see you, dear friends, for you are my joy and the crown I receive for my work." Mind if I pray for you? Jesus, thank you for Paul's affection for the people that you've placed in his life. And I pray for me, and I pray for those listening today that we would have great affection for those in our lives. I pray that we would begin to understand that the folks that you've placed there are blessings to us, even the difficult ones. And Lord, help us to see each person in our lives as iron sharpening iron in different ways. Our spouses, our friends, our family, our children, our parents, our sisters, brothers, aunts, uncles. These are all folks that you've placed in our lives to learn how to love. And Lord, thank you that not everyone is easy to love. And I remember what you said in the Gospels about how even tax collectors love people who love them. And so you have asked us to love the folks in our lives, even the enemies. And so teach us what that means. Teach us what it means to be kind to strangers and to be just as kind to the people in our household as we are to strangers, because so many times we're more kind to people outside the front door of our homes than we are to the people inside behind the front doors of our homes. So help us to be kind today. Help us to exercise the discipline of kindness when it comes to the people that we take for granted, the daily folks who love us day in and day out and rub up against us day in and day out and drive us crazy day in and day out. Help us to have this affection for them, this longing and kindness that you have shown in the Apostle Paul. Lord, he says that his prayer for his brothers and sisters is that they would stay true to you. And I pray for those struggling today who are having a hard time staying true to you. They're tempted by things. They're tempted by opioids. They're tempted by reputation. They're tempted by cheating. They're tempted by money and the lure of money. They're tempted by another person. And Lord, in those situations, you have promised you will provide a way of escape, and we have to love you more than we love the things that we think will satisfy us. In other words, we're chasing idols if we're looking for other things to fill us other than you. So forgive us for that. Forgive us for chasing reputation, money, fame, relationships even, and financial security, or just security in and of itself, and we chase after all those things, and control, the idol of control. Forgive us for that. And instead of staying true to you, we're staying true to the pursuit of the things that we think will fill us. So Lord, instead, right now, we choose to pursue you. We want to be right with you, and we're so thankful for what you've done on the cross that declares us right. But we also want to live lives that reflect how grateful we are for what you've done. We want to have that true north. We want to have our hearts be true to you, to have fidelity to you, to have faith in you, to believe in you. Help us today to exercise that belief and that faith. And Lord, Paul says, "You are my joy and the crown I receive for my work." What a wonderful perspective that is. I pray that today I would see, and the people listening today would see, that the relationships in their lives are their crown and their joy. And that really when we work for your good pleasure, it's almost always in the realm of relationships and loving people and pouring into people and discipling others. So Lord, I pray for a heightened awareness today of opportunities to serve others, that we could be that kind of person today, not thinking about, oh, how can I manipulate other people to serve me, but instead, how can I joyfully, with abandon, serve and love the people in my life? And Lord, I want that for my life today, and I don't pray it with kind of a lackadaisical prayer. It's actually a very fervent prayer and a longing of my soul to be that kind of person. So I pray for all of us today that we would be in that space of longing to be true to you and longing to love the people in our lives. I pray all this in your beautiful, loving name, Jesus. Amen. Thank you for listening to Pray Every Day. So when life is not a box of chocolates and people are driving you crazy, you can unburden yourself through prayer because God is listening, my dear, dear friend.